If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
Boy, I hope you're feeling that today. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Do you remember what you were doing on this day 18 years ago? I remember what I was doing. I was reporting on it. And I kept it together, and I stayed strong along with my colleagues. And then I went home at about 1. Actually, no, it had to stay late. I think it was about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. But I was sitting behind a microphone. I wasn't watching anything. Went home about 3 in the afternoon and started seeing the pictures for myself and just cried and cried. 99.1 FM Talk, also being heard in Yerington and Smith Valley, all of Northern Nevada at 92.3 FM. Why did I cry for something that happened in New York? Because of that song right there. The men and women who died on that day. The ones who ran into a building that nobody for sure knew was going to collapse, because they knew that there were people on those top floors who needed help, who needed to be saved. As people were running down the stairs, they were running up the stairs. Now today is looked at as a day of remembrance, a day of national prayer, a day of volunteering. But the one thing that you might want to remember in this day of remembrance is about 16 years ago, even 17 years ago, around this time, people didn't want you to see those horrific images of people flinging themselves out of buildings because they didn't want to burn or be crushed. Or worse yet, survive as the building was going down. There are people who really don't want you to remember how you felt on that day. The images that you saw. I was looking at a few things last night, and I came across one. 34 images from September 11th. 34 images? Are you serious? There were two pictures of the Pentagon, no pictures of the field. There are people who don't want you to remember what happened. And we have to. You have to remember that people came to America with what they were saying was a new life for them and their families. And they integrated into society, joined PTAs, got jobs. And then they started on the inside with the poison, with the cancer, spreading their message of hate, spreading their message of what we can do. Took flying lessons. Actually told people at the instruction facility, don't need to learn how to land. You know, how do you fly this? How do you take off? Are you remembering these things? The pre-planning of the second largest attack on this country? I hope you do. I hope you remind your kids. Out of that event 18 years ago, we got See Something, Say Something. It's on a bigger scale than just see someone breaking into a car, see someone creeping around someone's house. This is our house, and we need to protect it. Call hotlines. Use anonymous hotlines if you want. Fortunately, we have Secret Witness here, 322-4900. But there are hotlines all across the country if you see something. Make somebody take the information that you have seriously. Whether it be somebody you think is a threat and could be a future mass shooter, or you see somebody doing something that could be mass destruction of this country. And look at the pictures. There's more than 34. Remember the stories. Remember how people came together and were donating blood that had to be shipped out to other locations because they had so much. people turning donors away. Because there are factions all around this beautiful rock that we call Earth that can't stand us. From the deepest pits of their soul, they cannot stand us. They can't stand the fact that we can go to a city council meeting and stand up in front of our elected representatives and speak our mind, voice our opinions, tell them we think they're doing wrong, that we can stand outside libraries and protest a drag queen story time for kids that hate the fact we even support a group that has story time for kids. Because whether you believe it or not, this country embraces diversity. We embrace people from the LGBTQ community. We embrace people who are different because that's what this country is about. Ideas that are different from others. Ideas about freedom to be who you are, the freedom to say what you say, the freedom to love who you love, to be who you are, and to live your life united. We the people, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, whatever makes you happy. But there are others around the world who want to destroy that even to this day. I'm not going to let a psychologist come forward and say these images are damaging. These images should be forgotten and put away into history. And then history rewritten. This is a day of remembrance, a day of real remembrance. How those that we give hundreds of millions of billions of dollars to still want to see us destroyed. And they will bide their time, and they will wait for their opportunity, and they will try again. If at first you don't succeed, you try again. We have a big enough problem with our own leaders trying to destroy this country. We can't let them accept the help from those who just want to destroy our way of life. Just a thought. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM Talk. If you'd like to talk about what you remember from this day 18 years ago, 884-9910. What were you doing? What did you think when you heard? Did you think it was a joke? This can't be real. This can't be happening. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Going to put up a poll question here in a little bit as well. So keep it locked on. 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I love this land. God bless the
KKFT 99.1 FM talk on this day of remembrance for September 11th and what you can be doing and what you were doing on that infamous day. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Noelle this morning. Hi, Noelle. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. Good to hear from you. Number one, we're friends on Facebook. I was there back east at the time when 9/11 happened. As a matter of fact, I was in our office building was right in the path of the two planes that hit the Pentagon and the first tower. We were all watching it on television, and we saw it. And it was like we just couldn't believe it. And to be so the authorities in the state of Connecticut where I was living at the time and I was there when it happened closed down the state entirely. You cannot get in and you cannot get out. And all the highways were blocked, and the police, I'd never seen such a police presence in anywhere where I've lived in the past. It was, they were just everywhere. You could not go anywhere. You just might as well just stay at home and watch the footage on television. And the sky was so dark and so black that night, it was just, and because of the smoke, you could hardly breathe.
Did you think it was real when you first heard about it and saw it?
My first thought was when I was watching on television. I thought it was kind of surreal. But the first thing out of my mouth, and everybody in my office looked at me, and I said, "Bin Laden."
Yeah. Yeah. We know who our threats are.
Oh yeah, we do. I think if anybody with any kind of common sense does know that. But the thing is, though, too, it was just surreal, and. You could see the smoke, and the smoke continued, and it was just everything was in a big haze. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't even see the sky. It was so black, and so devastating. And we had news televised television on all the local news channels for days. That's all they showed. And they showed the men coming out of the buildings, the firemen lifting, carrying people that had died in the explosions. It was really mind provoking to think that something this horrendous could happen. But the thing is, though, it can happen again.
Exactly, and we have a whole generation now that have no idea what happened on September 11th because it's being buried. Do you remember the day after, the sense of patriotism of everybody coming together?
I remember sitting in my office, and it was a big office. There were a lot of people there, and we were watching President Bush going into New York City after that, and he was standing on he was at the side of where it happened, and we heard his speech with what he was making and how calm he was, and everybody just burst out clapping after he spoke. Everybody just, you could hear the yells in the building that people had been watching that, and you could hear the yelling of people in the other floors just going crazy. They thought it was such a wonderful, wonderful, inspirational time at that moment that we knew we were going to get through it.
Well, remember, Noelle, it's your responsibility. It's my responsibility, especially with you being there. We cannot let people forget. And thank you for making the statement that it can happen again at any time. So, Noelle, thank you so much for the call. And thanks for being friends on Facebook. Appreciate that. I need all the friends I can get. Thanks, Noelle.
Thank you for taking me on. Bye-bye.
Thank you. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. That's the most important thing to remember, that people want you to think it's over. People want you to think that we've moved on, that we, you know, aggressions are less. And it's just not that way. We killed one man. One man. Osama bin Laden. Everybody celebrated. There were cheers. But with that one man, there are hundreds of thousands who follow him, who follow his ideas, who follow the hatred of the Western culture, of what we have. I'm not saying go out and live your day, you know, every day in panic or fear, but you just have to remember just enough so you see and hear what's really going on around you. We are the home of Fox News and so proud of that at 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
All the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
We should be thanking our lucky stars every single day, and I know most people do, actually. Just because the Democrats are, you know, trying to destroy our way of life with socialism and everything being free, we can't let that stop us from enjoying what we do have and what we work for, what we work hard for every single day. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And speaking of somebody who works hard every single day for what she has and what she's accomplished, Christy Scott from Battleborne Ammunition, Firearms and Ammunition. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. You actually had it right the first time. It's ammunition and firearms.
Oh, ammunition and firearms. Yeah. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Which
I know, right? And before I talk about what my remembrance is, there is a going to be a ceremony, a memorial ceremony tonight in Carson City at Mills Park. And there's actually a piece of the Twin Towers there. And
what
the
time
first
tonight?
Time I saw that, it'll be tonight at 6 o'clock. The first time I saw that there, I just cried. It was,
yeah.
It's not an awe-inspiring thing. It's, oh my gosh, how could this happen? When it happened, I was actually working down in Mojave at the airport down there. And what was awful is we were watching the news first thing in the morning, and we saw it, and as soon as that second plane hit, I knew it was bad. My husband and I knew, weren't married yet, but we knew it was something, terrorist act or something, because people don't remember this, but when they attacked the Twin Towers in, was it 93? Or that,
yeah.
They said,
yeah, the explosion in the basement.
We'll be back. We will be back. We will finish what we started. And we forgot that. We got complacent. Yeah. And as my husband and I are working at the airport down there in Mojave, we got to work that day just torn up, just, you know, couldn't believe it. And the security there was so tight. And I remember feeling in a way that I never wanted to feel again, because I couldn't carry there. I was on an airport ground, yeah. And at the time we had been, you know, pulled in for employee meetings and told, look, all travel's canceled. And also, by the way, we are on strict lockdown because they suspected that four of the terrorists had taken their flying lessons right there at the Mojave Airport. And I just remember being sick about it because I had seen some people there that didn't look like people that were always there working. Do you know what I mean? You know the people that are near you at work.
Yeah.
But I remember this country being so united right afterwards, and it breaks my heart now that we have forgotten 9/11, and as a country we have. And as a country we have forgotten how united we were after that.
And I think have forgotten as well that other countries want to destroy us.
Well,
whether it be from the inside out or just direct attacks.
Well, and this is why I'm so hard on the immigration issue. It doesn't take a brain scientist to realize that everybody in the world can see where our weakest point is. Where's our weakest point?
Mm-hmm.
Where does everybody come into this country? At our southern border.
Our southern border, yeah.
Our southern border. And I get tired of being called a racist. No, I haven't forgotten. I haven't forgotten Benghazi. I haven't forgotten 9/11. I haven't forgotten my father fighting in World War II. I haven't forgotten my grandson, who's a Marine now. No, it will happen again because we will get complacent. And somebody will want to make a name for themselves.
Yep.
And I don't like that feeling.
And again, remember that feeling of how united we were, and make sure you let that younger generation know that we're not out of this fight yet. And tonight, 6 o'clock, Mills Park, go and be a part of the remembrance. Christy,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing your story,
Monica.
And that is just incredible. Let's go back to the phones and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. Yeah, I remember that event well, and Kennedy's, frankly. But what struck me at the time was I saw a film clip of people celebrating the attack on the towers.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if anybody's monitoring Tlaib in Omar's congressional districts. I mean, that's the largest pool of Al-Qaeda and ISIS recruitees coming out of the United States. I just wonder if anybody's looking at that stuff at all.
Yeah, I remember that, Mike. It was right across the water in New Jersey at the park, at one of the parks there, because they had the binocular things that you could put money into, and they were watching and cheering, and I mean, that, that's what we have to remember. And that's the thing that I don't understand, Mike, is we have terrorist training camps here in this country. And people look at the maps and they say, oh, there's nothing out there. Nobody's doing that here. And it's hard to make people understand that, yes, we are still under attack with people who want to destroy us from within this country.
Yeah.
They are here. And thank you for calling and reminding that, because, yeah, I hate to say it, but, you know, I will never in my lifetime go to Dearborn, Michigan. You know, that's... Forget it. That I'm done with certain areas of this country because they have literally made it no-go zones. And if you're a Christian trying to go to some of these places, forget it.
Don't want to do that.
Mike, thank you. Thank you so much for the call this morning, and just, you know, keep remembering and sharing your memories with those who are out there. Derek's on the line right now. Hi, Derek. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Well, 9/11, from what I saw, those buildings went down with controlled demolition. And
you really think it wasn't the planes?
Correct. It was not the planes. It wasn't the fire. It was controlled demolition. All three of the buildings, 7 and the two other towers.
Now, why do you believe that, Derek? What do you see?
I've been studying it, looking at it. So have other people, much smarter than me, scientists, engineers. It's the first time in history that a high rise has ever been come down by fire.
But it wasn't just fire. It was impact and it was explosion.
Yeah, explosions, as I'm saying, controlled demolition that brought those buildings down, straight down, free fall. It ignored the laws of physics right there.
I don't know if I can.
Pentagon, there was no commercial airplane to hit the Pentagon. That was a rocket. They have pictures, but they confiscated all the pictures of it. Because they don't want nobody knowing this. It was an inside
Now, Derek, that one I'm not as doubtful on as the Twin Towers. I got to tell you that there wasn't a plane the way that the shape of the hole at the Pentagon didn't look like it had a wingspan or anything like that. So that one I do have concerns about, but the plane out in Pennsylvania, what was that?
The Shanksville?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was no plane there either. There was no bodies. It was all, those people are probably dead now. They took them somewhere else. I think they took them, some airport in Ohio, and then did away with those people.
So who do you think did that?
Well, the shadow government, what do you call it, the deep state. Bush was in on it. George Bush was in on it. Rumsfeld, Cheney, all those guys. The day before September 10th, Rumsfeld was saying that there was how many trillions of dollars missing from the Pentagon? And then the place that got hit in the Pentagon is right where it had all that, the accounting and investigation on that. So now we're never going to know what happened to those trillions of dollars that he says was missing.
So do you think it was deep state that had these people taking flying lessons? Where do the planes come into it?
The planes, if there was planes at all, those could have been holograms. Look up Project Bluebeam, and they'll tell you about the holograms. And there's that looks real, and then they can do the sound, or you think you're seeing an airplane, and you think you're hearing it, but it's not an airplane, it's a hologram. Because aluminum flying into steel and reinforced concrete, the wings didn't fall off, they sliced right through it? I don't think so, no.
Well, but it was also going through glass and
glass
and everything. You don't think at that speed that it could just tear right through it?
No.
Interesting.
Nope. A lot of people are just afraid to voice what I'm voicing right now. But we got we got to stop the lies and start telling the truth.
I mean, I will agree with you on that there are a lot of people who mislead and misdirect to get what they want because our government is so far gone out of our control.
Yeah.
And there is so much at stake here. You know, I wouldn't put it past them, but I don't know. I would have to see the hard evidence. You know, it's like I want to believe in life outside of this world, but I have to see the hard evidence for myself.
Well, you look into it. It's easy to the information. The information is getting harder to find because of Google and YouTube and all are censoring and shadow banning so many sites of people that are digging up the truth and putting it out there, but they're censoring it.
Okay, so if there was one place that you would tell people to go look and go see what you are saying really happened, what would it be?
Gee, it's hard to think. Well, don't go to YouTube or Google. Go to BitChute or Brighteon or one of these other sites. You know, and just this year, you know. But like I said, they've taken all this stuff down. Even those sites, it's hard to get the information. Why after that, if Muslims did that, why after that did they let massive amounts of Muslims in the country?
Yeah, that's always been my question, too.
Huh? Because it's all planned. They plan the government. Plans, the shadow government, the government, and all the government, all the people in government are compromised with this Epstein thing. They're all crooked. They're filthy. So they're all compromised. So they're going to go along to get along. It's satanic and communist. And it's the same thing.
Send me one of those links that you're talking about. And I will look into it for myself.
Okay. How do I send that to you?
Just send it to me at monica@991fmtalk.com.
991fmtalk.com.
Yep.
FM Talk.
Anytime anybody has anything to send to me, it's Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, @ 991fmtalk.com. Derek, thank you so much for the call. Don't forget to send me that link. I appreciate it. And if you have any remembrances you would like to share, 884-9910. And what do you think about what Derek just presented? Do you think it is that far deep state? I want to know what you think. 884-9910. At KKFT, it's 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, also at 92.3 FM Talk, all of Northern Nevada. We've got you covered at 884-9910 on this remembrance of 9/11, September 11th, 2001. An entire generation is growing up right now not knowing what happened to this country. Let's go to the phone lines after we were just listening to Derek say that it was controlled explosions and where are the bodies, where are the planes at all three locations. So we've got Lynn on the line. Lynn, you were actually a stewardess at that time.
Good morning, Monica. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good morning.
Love your show. And yes, I am a retired American Airlines flight attendant. I was based in Miami at the time, and we had the 7 a.m. flight to San Juan that morning, and I was flying the purser position up front, and I had a call from our captain, Miles, who said, can you please come up here? And usually the women and men who are in the cockpit are always not so serious necessarily with us unless there's a problem. And when I opened the cockpit door and I said, Miles, is there a problem? And he goes, yeah, we have a problem. And he said, we think there is hijacking going on. There have been two planes that went into the Twin Towers, and one of them was ours. And he said, I want to make sure that you do not let any other person who's jump seat qualified for the cockpit to come up here. And he said, they are talking terrorism right now, and we don't know what's going to happen. So I said, well, I have to let the crew know. And he goes, yes, but not the passengers. And so that's what we did. And I went back up to sit in the cockpit and had one of the other crew members sit in my position up front. And a little while later, air traffic control, we had that on the intercom. And the guy who was in our section of air traffic control was just started to panic and scream. And he goes, oh, my God, there is another one down. And we're, like, sitting there 35,000 feet above the Caribbean and on a wide-body plane. And then a little while later, again, they said, oh, my God, there's a fourth one down. And it is surreal, like one of your other callers was saying. And you don't know what to think other than, wow. We landed, and we got to the gate, and our gate agent opened the door, and she says, did you hear what happened? And I go, so it's all true. And all I could do was turn around and go into my galley area and close the curtain and just cry. Well, the passengers deplaned. And we walked out finally into the terminal, which was chaos in San Juan. And right there by our gate was the, like, sports bar with all the TVs. And a little while later, while we were trying to get things organized, we saw on the TVs the first tower fall. And I will say I have to disagree with the former caller. We heard everything going on. We know the crew members who are gone. My cousin, who lives in Washington, D.C., and worked at Commerce in aerospace at the time, she felt the blast from the Pentagon. She had other friends who saw the plane go into the Pentagon. So I tend to disagree with the other analysis there. And I tell you, anybody who 3 days later was able to step on a plane, anybody in the world who stepped on a plane to get back to America, they were very brave. And
yeah,
we had to go first to St. Thomas and then back to Miami. And we had to wait as soon as everybody got on board. We had to go out and wait while the FBI ran every passenger manifest through the database before we could take off. And when we landed, they did the same thing. It took hours and hours for everybody to get back to the United States. And I will say one thing. Our passengers, that was probably the very one time in my entire career where not one person complained. Everybody was gracious. Everybody was thankful. Lots of prayers were said. And when we landed in Miami, people were crying, including myself and all our crew members. And so we were sent out.